The Six Nations Chiefs struck first in the 2023 Man Cup. The Chiefs beat the Salmonbellies 10-7 in Game 1 of the Man Cup before a boisterous crowd in New Westminster's Queen's Park Arena. Before the teams hit the wooden floor, folks lined up from the front doors of Queen's Park out to the sidewalk in front of the arena, and then up First Street for more than a block. After a ceremonial face-off featuring New Westminster Salmonbellies legends Wayne Goss and Geordie Dean, it was game on. Six Nations got off to a quick start, scoring 4 goals in the first period before the Bellies even got on the board. When the teams headed to their dressings rooms for the first intermission, Six Nations was up 5-2. A similar story played out at the beginning of the second period, when the Chiefs put 2 goals past Bellies goalie Zach Higgins within the first 5 minutes of play. The Bellies answered with a couple of their own, but the hometown team was down 9-4 at the second intermission. New West opened the scoring in the third period, ultimately putting 3 behind Chiefs goalie Doug Jamieson. The Chiefs scored once in the third. As the hard-hitting game entered the final minute, players from both teams did a bit of pushing and shoving behind the Bellies net. Game 2 of the Man Cup is at Queen's Park Arena on Saturday, September 9 at 7:30 p.m. Six Nations fans made their presence felt throughout the game with the sound of thunderous drumming filling the arena. As the Salmonbellies narrowed the gap on the scoreboard, Bellies fans really started to make some noise in the third. Shane Jackson, who had 5 points, was player of the game for the Chiefs. Anthony Malcolm, who recently returned to the Bellies lineup, was the home team's player of the game. Jackson was also named the game's first star and Malcolm was the second star. Jamieson, who had 45 saves for the Chiefs, was the third star.